ready.
Yes, you get ready.
Latest news in the streets. Join us and tune in for the tea. Breaking news with integrity. So tell your friends and your family.
It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Bringing you good tea and good
vibes. It's the Lovely Tea TV Show.
Be sure to share, like, and subscribe.
Humans are error prone and biased, but that doesn't mean that algorithms are necessarily better. Big tech algorithms are making important decisions in your daily life. From controlling which political advertisements you see to controlling where you can live. Did you know that if you're Black or Latino, the mortgage rates are likely to be higher because algorithms are not being used to calculate lending rates? And a lot of these algorithms have racial biases. A UC Berkeley study found that algorithms are even screening applicants for dream jobs. YouTube's own algorithms are being accused of being racist and playing favoritism. Now, this was levied by gamer Corey Kenshin.
YouTube, you guys either play favorites, you are racist, or it's a mix of the two.
On August 24th, Corey's video went viral, and he accused the billion-dollar platform of racism and favoritism. These explosive allegations led to top-tier creators from Jacksepticeye to Philip DeFranco debating on how algorithms are unfair to people of color, mainly Blacks. Hello and welcome to Lovely Tea TV. Everyone is talking about Corey's latest video. Now, if you guys don't know who Corey Kenshin is, he has over 14 million subscribers, and he recently posted a viral video outlining his grievances against this Google-owned company, child. Never in a million years, he says, did I think I would upload a video like this, but here we are. The situation began when he uploaded a video of himself playing a horror video game called Mortuary Assistant on August 18th. Later that day, Corey reveals that the video got age restricted for seemingly no reason. He also pointed out that other YouTubers, including Markiplier, one of the top gaming channels, did not get targeted by this algorithm. When you get an age restriction on YouTube, that means that viewers must be signed in and verify that they are over the age of 18. Corey says that YouTube did not explain why. He challenged their decision, but YouTube basically confirmed in an email that his video violated community guidelines. Corey then decided to reach out to his partner manager. And so he talked to the partner manager, and then Corey went to the platform and he started literally checking every single Mortuary Assistant video, and nobody else's was age restricted. Corey appealed the decision later on that day, but a human reviewer doubled down on the age restriction. After that, Corey found a video of Markiplier using the same scene, and his video was not age restricted. So he sent that over to his partner manager, and the partner manager ended up sending that over to the YouTube team. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, the age restriction comes off. But then what was so crazy is that 4 days later, Corey's age restriction came back, along with them also age restricting Markiplier's video. So he feels like at this point in time, YouTube has been caught with their pants down, and he was just really upset because, again, who has ever seen a video get age restricted, de-age restricted, and then age restricted again? That just doesn't happen.
So I go to Markiplier's Mortuary Assistant Part 3, and he had the same situation going on, and his video wasn't age restricted. So I send the video to my YouTube rep. I say, hey, Markiplier has this situation in his video, but his isn't age restricted. Could you send that to the policy team and see what they say about that? He said, wow, Corey, that's some astute detective work. Let me send this to them and see what they say. What do you think happened after that? I'll give you a second. They came back and they removed my age restriction. They took it off after they already rejected my appeal. I sent them the clip of Markiplier's video that has the same thing, and they removed it. Now, my YouTube rep, he was excited. He was, oh, great. This is awesome. Look, Corey, they took the age restriction off. I said, why? I expected them to triple down and give Markiplier an age restriction too. But they looked at Mark's video, and they used that to verify my innocence. So I send my YouTube rep a lengthy email detailing my feelings about the entire situation, feeling like there was some favoritism at play, there was either that or some racism at play, and that I would like to sit down with the policy team and figure out why my video was flagged in the first place. Actually, number one, was it automated or was it a human that age restricted in the first place? Number two, who was the human reviewer? Because it's a human reviewer once you submit an appeal. Who was the human reviewer that doubled down and rejected my appeal? Number three, why did it take Markiplier's clip in order for them to reverse the decision? My YouTube rep gets back with me. He wants to hop on a call. We get on the phone for about 10, 15